Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Starting today, 16-year-olds in New York State will no longer automatically be charged as adults in criminal court, thanks to the so-called Raise the Age legislation passed last year. As a result, 16 and 17-year-olds being detained at New York City's notorious Rikers Island Jail have to be moved out by today. New York and North Carolina were the last two states in the nation to make this change. Here to bring us up to speed on these two huge changes to New York's criminal justice system is our dear friend, Cindy Rodriguez. Cindy covers urban affairs here in our WNYC newsroom, and you've heard her on this show before. Cindy, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Tanzina. It's good to be here.
So what exactly are the changes going into effect today? One is regarding housing, and the other one is how the 16-year-olds are being charged, right?
Right, that's correct. So this law will ultimately affect 16 and 17-year-olds, but they're phasing it in. So this is the start of the law. So this is the first phase of the law. So if you're arrested and you're 16 years old today, and it's a misdemeanor crime, your case will automatically go to family court. If it's a felony case, it will go to adult criminal court. Now, there's been a special youth part that's been developed in adult criminal court. If the case involves sexual assault, if it involves any serious physical injury, if it involves a weapon, it will stay in this youth part in adult criminal court. Otherwise, it will go to family court unless a prosecutor claims there's extraordinary circumstances and a judge agrees with that, then the case will stay.
And what about this move that the 16 and 17-year-olds now have to be moved out of Rikers Island, which we know has been the center of so much controversy around just how people have been treated at the facility, et cetera. So is today the day and what's happening?
Yes, that's true, too. So another thing to mention is that this law is not retroactive. So that means if you're already serving a prison sentence, you are staying in state prison. It also means that if you are pretrial, which means that you are currently detained in Rikers Island, and just to give for your national audience a sense of what Rikers Island is, it's the second largest jail system in the country. It's known to be a very violent and chaotic place. So if you are there, that means that you're awaiting trial. You haven't been convicted of anything. Your case will continue through the adult criminal justice system, but you will be moved off the island. And in fact, as of yesterday, I was told that all 93 16 and 17-year-olds that were on Rikers Island are now out of there.
Now, let's talk about where they're going to go.
So they're going to a facility called Horizon. So this is a longstanding juvenile detention facility in the Bronx. And so they've all been moved there.
Now, why this push for this change? I mean, was there something about the way 16 and 17-year-olds in particular were being treated at Rikers? Were they not getting sufficient help? What prompted this change?
So the law is years in the making. And the backdrop to it is that I believe it was about in 2014 when federal prosecutors started investigating how 16 and 17-year-olds were being treated on Rikers Island. And they found that guards were using excessive force on them. They were striking them in the head repeatedly. They were overusing solitary confinement. And so that was part of the effort to get them off of Rikers Island. In addition to that, we have this young man named Khalif Browder, who was in Rikers in 2010. He was arrested for stealing a backpack. That case was ultimately dismissed, but he stayed there for 3 years. He was in solitary confinement. He was attacked by other inmates and by correction officers, and he was very traumatized by that experience. He was out his family couldn't meet the $3,000 bail. So when he came out, his story was told by this journalist, Jennifer Gonerman from The New Yorker. It got a lot of attention. Then he started suffering a lot with mental health issues, and ultimately he killed himself. So all of that is sort of the backdrop of where we are today.
And there's been lots of talk, particularly from New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, on a larger plan to essentially shut down Rikers Island. It's complex by 2027. Of course, where all those folks would end up is probably going to be contested very hotly. How does this fit into that larger picture? Is this maybe one of the early steps in shutting down Rikers?
Well, it fits in the sense that in order to close down Rikers, the city needs to drop the population of people that are in jail by about half. They need to drop it to about 5,000. So this is one group of people that are now off Rikers Island. And you mentioned that to move people off the jails is, or to close down Rikers Island is going to be controversial. So the plan is that the city wants to close Rikers Island and then open up new jails in boroughs. So these would be borough-based jails that are more integrated into the community. To do that, they go through sort of a public hearing process. And there's been hearings already in the different neighborhoods where these jails are slotted for, and there's been tremendous opposition so far.
What about, you mentioned Kalief Browder, and I think that that's a fascinating and really important part of this conversation. Is there any talk about ending cash bail as opposed to just moving people in and out?
Right. So there is a whole debate about and an effort to change the way the bail system works in New York. A lot of that change requires action from the state legislature, which seems like it won't happen. There is, though, something pretty interesting that's actually happening today, too, which is there is this mass bailout that's being planned by the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Foundation. And so that mass bailout is targeting 16 and 17-year-olds and women who are incarcerated. That's about 500 people. They were trying to raise $5 million, and the bailouts are supposed to happen throughout the month of October. And today is the first day that we're expected to see some of these people being bailed out.
And I just want to let our listeners know that we did reach out to the mayor's office for comment, and they told us, and we're quoting, "The city is very clear on the ethos of Raise the Age, that kids should be treated as kids. Every part of the planning process has been guided by this principle." Cindy Rodriguez covers urban affairs for WNYC. Thanks for joining us, Cindy.
Thank you, Tanzina.